Don't worry, I'm still here, and so is my little pet. Yeah, that's the vibrator in the background. Don't worry, though. They aren't going anywhere. They're going to be a very good puppy and wait for their owner's attention, right? That's my good pup. They've been tied up for about an hour now. I have this gorgeous red rope crisscrossing against their body. Yeah, it keeps their hands firmly behind their back so they can't move. You just have a body that was made for Shibari, pup. The way your skin bulges out makes me want to sink my teeth in and bite, leaving little marks for you to see in the morning. Oh, I've also had my pup on the vibrator for about 10 minutes at this point, which I was thinking means it's time to speed it up a bit, don't you? Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Oh, I'm so glad you're on the same page as me. My friend agrees with me, pup. She says that we should turn up your vibrator just a bit more and make it a little more difficult for you. I think you can take it. You're always such a good pup for me, aren't you? Do you hear that? Mm-hmm. Don't they sound amazing? I know. And I also think my pet is just excited to have someone else playing with them. I mean, you're always so much fun when you come over, Andrea. My puppy loves whenever you come over and you pet their head or let them hump your leg. It's so nice that Andrea takes pity on you, isn't it, pet? Yes. Oh, so good for me, puppy. Did you hear that happy bark? They miss you. And I miss you too, obviously. Just listen to how much the pup is missing you. I know. Don't they sound so cute? Their loud moans of pleasure only amplified as they struggle in their binds. You're trying so hard to squirm in your restrictions and it's not working. The rope holding you tightly in place as the vibrator pulses away. You're helpless to do anything but take what you're given, huh? Yeah, so good for me, pet. Responding only in puppy noises. Isn't our puppy well-trained, Andrea? Oh, she agrees. Yeah. Well, right now they're looking extra cute. Yes, you do. You look so cute. Such a cute puppy for your owner. It feels really good too, doesn't it? Oh, yeah, I bet. You love putting on a show for me, don't you? Whining a bit louder so that Andrea can hear you. Are you hoping that she will tell me to give you permission to come? Because even if she does, it's my decision. I'm the one in the room with you, looking down at you as you struggle in your Shibari bindings, moans getting louder as the vibrator continues to work you towards your orgasm. Andrea, are you hearing this? You're so bad. Yeah, of course I can tell them that. Anything else I should add, though? Puppy, Andrea wants you to know that you sound like a bitch in heat right now. She also says she hasn't heard you sound that pitiful in a while. I don't think you're as close as you sound. Personally, I think our pet is hamming it up to make Andrea feel bad and let them come early. I'm not falling for it. Not when I can see you in front of my face, puppy. Andrea, she can't see you, but I can. I know how close you are and just how much more you can take. I would think you would want to last longer so that Andrea can keep hearing you through the phone. What was that? 1 second, pup. Oh, yes. Andrea says you sound lovely, but if you want to make her wet, you're going to have to be louder than that, puppy. What a fun challenge for you, huh? Oh, that's a good pup. So good for me. Barking as your pleasure continues to grow. It's undeniable at this point. Feeling the sparks of pleasure shooting out as your hips try to rock back and forth. Andrea, what do you think about pup trying to get more friction against the vibrator? Do you think that should be allowed? Oh, I never thought of it like that. But you're right. You're totally right. It's quite pathetic to see how quickly they've lost control. It's like they don't have dignity or something. Oh my gosh, you can't say that. Oh, you're so bad. Do you want me to tell puppy that? Okay. That can be our little secret then. A little surprise for when you get back home and can see pup in person. I do think they're really going to like that present though. It's right up their alley. Pet, you're to make sure you're loud enough for Andrea to hear. That's the only way you're going to earn the surprise. And you want a reward, don't you? I mean, what kind of puppy doesn't? So that means you have to hold out just a little bit longer for me. I know you can take it. You always take whatever I give you, just like an obedient puppy should. Really, Andrea, I'm not sure my pet would have been able to survive without me. If they didn't have an owner in their life, they would just be on the corner trying to get anyone to touch or fuck them. So much of a whore that they have no dignity. Even tied up like this, body trying so hard to rock against the toy despite the shibari holding you in place. You just can't stop yourself, can you, pup? I didn't think so. Andrea tells you that you sound amazing and should keep going for her. Oh, that's right. She also really wants to give you the present she got and to hear your orgasm, pet. You're not going to deny my best friend like that, are you? No, I didn't think you would embarrass me like that. You like Andrea too much to not come for her. And you want to come for the both of us, don't you, pup? Oh, that's so good, pet. What was that, Andrea? She said you're doing so good for us. That should make you happy to hear, right? Knowing that you are making not only your owner happy, but her best friend. Oh, you're doing such a good job. You're pleasing two people at once. Falling apart from the little vibrations and being tied up. Completely helpless to stop. You're stuck in this position. It feels so good knowing there's nothing you can stop from coming, right? Right? It feels so good knowing that you're going to come no matter what. I mean, it just feels too good. The more you rock your hips, the closer you get. And your body wants that orgasm. It wants to release all over the floor like the messy pup you are. Going to have to lick up any mess you make, though. Andrea can't bring you your present if the home is dirty, and we both know the only way you know how to clean things is with your tongue. You're just a dumb puppy, completely helpless without me or Andrea around. Oh, listen to that. Look at that. Pup is completely losing control. Do you think you're gonna come? I think it's about time we let the pet come. What do you think, Andrea? Do you think we should let puppy come? That's a good point. But I mean, they have been really good. True, true. But don't you want to hear it? I'm so glad we're on the same page. You can come for us, puppy. Come on. Come on, you can do it. Come for your owner. Come like the good pet you are. Oh, just like that. Oh, so good for me. Was that good enough for you, Andrea? She said it was. It seems like you are going to be getting that present, puppy. Thank you for doing this little call with us, Andrea. It meant a lot to puppy. I can tell. Yeah, right now they're just kind of catching their breath, hanging limply in the bindings. Yeah. Okay, so with that, I'm going to hang up and I will text you later. I need to release pet from their bondage and massage the kinks out of their muscles. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye. All right, pets. Let's get you out of those ropes and start you on that massage. I just know you have to be sore from being stuck like that for a little bit.